Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In John chapter number 5, verse number 42, where again he's addressing them, where they think they have the knowledge, they think their spiritual position is where it ought to be, their walk with Christ is good. And Jesus once again calls them out in John 5:42, and he says, "But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you." That love that we're supposed to add to that brotherly kindness, he's calling them out. They don't have it. So I want us to see the importance of possessing it. Because when we fail to possess it in our life, Christ doesn't overlook it. We don't get a free pass regardless of the other things that we engage in or other activities. If we don't possess this love, we're held accountable for it. So keep in the book of John, but turn a few chapters over to chapter 15. Chapter number 15. John 15, we find in verse number 9, he's already called them out, and here we have that commandment about love, John 15:9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. We find here the source and the origin of this love that we're supposed to abide in is from Jesus Christ, that trickles down from the Father. And he tells us in the next verse, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And he tells us, these things I've written unto you, that your joy may be full, when we abide in the love of the Father. It tells us, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Many times we think about this in some of a mortal sacrifice. But the far greater sacrifice is to lay down your life while living it. Literally to put others before you in your life. To go above and beyond so that they might see the love of Christ in us. That's where that Jesus first, others second, and yourself last comes into place. This is my commandment in verse 12, that ye love one another as I have loved you. He's that origin. He has that example for us, for this love that we're to strive for and attain to. And outside of Christ, it is not achievable. It cannot be evident in our life. Let's turn over to the book of Romans, chapter number 5. So we got Acts, you'll pass through Acts, and you'll be there at Romans. And in chapter number 5, let's see, I'd like to start in verse 1. Time may not allow for it. Let's go. We'll go straight to verse 8. We'll go straight to verse 8. He here encapsulates this. My little Bible has the header, the results of justification, where it talks about being justified through by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And he continues on talking about how the tribulations work patience, and it ends up in hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Let's look in verse 5. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And it talks about the sacrifice that Christ has made for us, and we're so familiar with verse number 8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It's always so much easier to show forth this love when you remember the reference point. You look back at that great action that our Lord performed in love to us, and suddenly the things that we may need to do don't seem like going above and beyond anymore. Suddenly it becomes almost the bare minimum that we can do in comparison to the way that God has loved us. But he desires for us to love those around us in a like fashion. Just a few chapters over in Romans 8, Turn over to Romans chapter number 8, starting in verse number 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it's written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we're beginning to really get the big picture here of this love that we read about in 2 Peter that we ought to possess in our life. Where it comes from, what it means, the bond that it has. Scriptures outline that nothing will separate us from that. The love of the Father that we have through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then while we're still in Romans, turn over to chapter number 12. Should just be a few pages over. Romans chapter number 12, verse number 9. We read this when we were looking at the brotherly love. But verse number 9 says, let love be without dissimulation. Let it be genuine. Let it be real. Then in the next verse is when we read that talks about be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor preferring one another. And he has outlined right before there that love, let it be genuine. Let it be the real thing, the real deal. Why? Because our relationship with Christ is the real thing. Our walk with Christ is the real thing. So that love that we have should also be the real thing. We shouldn't have to fake it. It should come from the Father through Jesus Christ in our life that we might have that love one to another. Because outside of Jesus Christ, this love cannot be manifest in our life. The love that we ought to have one to another, not just the household of faith now. This is an all-encompassing to those we come in contact with, to our neighbors. And who's our neighbor? Everyone that we come in contact with is our neighbor. So we ought to have that love. And many of us be familiar with 1 Corinthians 13. Go ahead and turn to chapter 17. So just the next book over, 1 Corinthians, and go ahead and turn to chapter 16. And while you find your place in chapter 16, I'll just remind you about chapter 13 in case you aren't familiar with it, where it talks about that great chapter of love or of charity. And it tells us that though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I'm nothing. He says, though I have all faith and the gift of prophecies, I can do all these things. If I don't have charity, nothing. He says, if I give everything I have to the poor and I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing, nothing. And that's when we're all familiar with the end there. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Why? Because one day our faith will be made sight. That faith, that belief will be gone because it will be evident. We won't have to have that faith. We will know. It's true. That hope that we have one day will be realized. We won't have to hope for that day, the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It will take place. We'll be saved from this present form, this earthly body, delivered. That hope will be gone. But what will abide forever? Love. Love will continue into eternity beyond. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, just look in verse number 14. Let all your things be done with what? Charity. So we've seen the origin of love. We've seen the purpose of love, the power of love, the bond that it has in our life. So when do we exercise it? Always. Always. In all things that you do, let it be done with charity, with love.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.